Today on McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country, we're at Heinz Field for one of the best days on the Pittsburgh sports calendar. The Whitfield Championships are taking center stage on a special edition of Youth Football in Steelers Country, and it starts right now.
Take what you deserve.
Got Lauer over the middle, and it's a touchdown.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Our brand, 48 minutes. Let's go out.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Youth Football in Steelers Country presented by McDonald's. I'm Missy Matthews. The time is here for eight teams looking to win Whitfield Gold, and we have highlights from all four games coming your way. In Quad A, it's a rematch of the 2010 title game. North Allegheny is seeking an unprecedented third straight Whitfield championship as they take on Woodland Hills. In Triple A, two teams overshadowed for the better part of the season in West Allegheny and West Mifflin battle it out for the championship. And in Double A, Aliquippa has been atop the Whitfield and state rankings all season, but also unbeaten Washington looks to knock them from their perch. But we start in Single A, where Clairton is looking for their fifth straight Whitfield championship. But it's actually their 59-game win streak that's gaining all of the national attention. It's the longest win streak currently in the country, and with a win, it will break the state record for the longest win streak. Standing in their way, though, is Stowe Rocks, the same team they met here last year at Heinz Field. Here's a look at your highlights from the Whitfield Single A championship.
We knew they'd be here. As soon as they put the brackets out, we figured we'd see Stowe Rocks here.
All year long, we've talked about being 1-0, winning that game that week. This week doesn't change for us. We want to be 1-0 this week, and it just happens to be a big game.
This game's just important because of the WPIL. Everybody wants to win the WPIL championship.
Steps up, airs it out, has a man in, a touchdown. Titus Howard hauls it in, and the Bears strike first.
Clairton came out of the blocks fast, and after that touchdown pass that gave the Bears a 6-0 lead, shades of last season's 42-6 Whitfield championship win over Stowe Rocks came to the minds of the Clairton faithful. But the Vikings would quickly respond.
Williams steps back to throw, has a man, and that is Bonner. Bonner into the end zone, touchdown. 18 yards to the tight end, Alicia Bonner.
Let's go! Let's go!
Clairton trailed after the first quarter for the first time all season. An unconventional position for them led to an unconventional play call executed to perfection.
Ford on the reverse to Boyd, and he's going to throw it. He does have an arm. And there's a man wide open. Sims goes 74 yards and a touchdown. A double reverse pass. Boyd airs it out. And there's the Clairton Bears in a quick strike offense.
Stowe Rocks junior Lenny Williams came in as one of the best dual threat quarterbacks in all of the Whitfield. And his gritty performance on the big stage would keep his Vikings in the game.
And there's Williams. Avoids one tackler. He's going to tuck it and go. Has some room. Still on his feet. It's time to give it to Blair on the jet sweep. He is going to get into the end zone. Touchdown. 8 yards to the score. Brendan Blair. Stowe Rocks isn't going anywhere.
Let's go. Good job. Good stop.
The best player on the field was Clairton's Tyler Boyd. And with Stowe Rocks still hanging around, the Bears standout put a stranglehold on the game like only he could.
He could go. The 20, the 10. Tyler Boyd goes 77 yards for yet another touchdown.
Stowe Rocks challenged the Mighty Bears, but Clairton was not to be denied and captured their fifth straight Whitfield championship by a score of 58-21.
It's very humbling. It really is. This was a historic game for us in a lot of different ways, and it's just amazing what our players have done. They have to come out here and play, and they've done that for 60 times in a row. It's astonishing to me. I mean, it's really hard to believe.
A memorable moment. You know, this is a song that's going to be in our lives for the rest of our lives.
What does that say about this team? 60 straight wins, that's pretty impressive.
It shows that everybody was hungry and wasn't going to quit to get this win. You know, nobody was going to stop, or nobody going to stop us from getting what we had to do.
Not only did this win break the state record with 60 consecutive wins, Clairton also picked up their fifth straight Whippeal Championship here at Pines Field, their ninth overall in team history. Now they're on the chase for state gold, trying to win their fourth straight championship. Coming up next, a matchup of unbeatens as Aliquippa takes on Washington. Highlights from the AA championship are after the break. Welcome back to the Whippeal Championships edition of Youth Football in Steelers Country presented by McDonald's. Just like Clairton, Aliquippa is making its fifth straight appearance here at Heinz Field. Their defense has been stellar all season, only giving up 3.5 points, but tonight it will be tested by Wash High running back Shea McKenzie. McKenzie comes into this game as the Whippeal's leading rusher, and he's also 84 yards shy of Russell Shell's single-season record. Here's a look at the AA Whippeal Championship highlights.
We kind of had a chip on our shoulder, and, you know, we're here now, and it's one game, and, you know, we feel good.
It is not just another game. It's, you know, it's a championship game. But that's what our goal is when we start practicing in May. So we are where we wanted to be and where we thought we would be.
They got 14 Whippeal titles. They're not going to give it to
you. I'm not worried about what they got.
You got to go take it.
From the outset of this one, the Quips were on a mission, and before long, Malik Shagog was going 12 yards for Aliquippa's first score.
And it is achieved by Shagog. Shagog gets to the corner, and Shagog gets into the end zone for Aliquippa. And up off the right side, a gaping hole. This is Terry Swanson, who's checked into the game, and Swanson is off to the races, and Swanson is in for a 60-yard touchdown run.
Aliquippa just took it to Wash High. It was big run after big run as the Quips were on their way to scoring touchdowns on their first three possessions.
Oh no. The key by Shagog. Shagog crosses the 10-yard line. Shagog dances towards the end zone, and he's in for the score. Second touchdown run of the game. Malik Shagog, this one from 22 yards out.
The Quips defense was as fierce as their offense, and Washington's heralded runner, who averaged over 250 yards a game in three playoff games, was reduced to a paltry 33 yards on 18 carries.
Just has been a rough night running the ball for Shea McKenzie.
Quips quarterback Malik Shagog and junior running backs Terry Swanson and Drayvon Henry each had over 100 yards rushing on the day. All told, Aliquippa amassed 505 yards on the ground, and Henry capped the scoring for the Quips with an 8-yard run in the third quarter.
Henry off the left side, and Drayvon Henry will go untouched into the end zone, 8 yards out.
Aliquippa beat Wash High 34-7, and in the process bagged their record 15th Whippeal Championship.
Let's go!
It means a lot. I mean, you know, this is like our second home, and then it's good for the community. This is a day where all the community comes together, and it's just, we're all happy. It is hard, and we work hard for this all the time. And it's just what we do.
It's hard. It's a hard thing to do, believe it or not, as many times we've done it. It's hard. And I'm real proud of my kids, especially our defensive staff.
And this win marks the Quip's 15th Whippeal title. They are also now 18-2 in playoff games since 2008. Coming up next, we continue our Whippeal Championship special with highlights from the AAA game. It's West Allegheny versus West Mifflin. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. West Allegheny and West Mifflin both probably weren't favorites to make it here to the title game, but both schools put on impressive seasons with a strong rushing attack and good defense. Both teams also only suffered one loss in the regular season, and now they're both just one win away from a Whippeal championship. Here's a look at the AAA matchup.
Once we get out there, it's a football game. Enjoy the night, but you know, we come down here just not to be happy to be here, but hopefully to win.
Yes, it's this and that, but when the whistle blows and it starts, it's a football field. It's still 100 yards long.
Goes on top, 6-0.
West Allegheny came out featuring a three-headed Wildcat running attack, and after Chase Dillon capped a 10-play drive with that 5-yard touchdown, it was Dillon again, this time for 39 yards, putting the Indians up by 13.
Here's Dillon, hits on the right side. Dillon gets some good blocking out front. Dillon turns a corner. Dillon gets inside the 10, inside the 5, and Dillon from 39 yards out scores.
Got to play to the end. You win or lose, got to play to the end.
The Indians' defense was stellar as well. They held West Mifflin star tailback Jimmy Willer to just 82 yards on 13 carries as he could not find any room to run all night. Onslaught continued throughout the third, and the Indians kept pounding away with the Wildcat.
Oh, snap. Habanel able to handle it. Habanel finds a hole. Habanel straight up the middle of the field. Habanel still on his feet. Crosses the 10. Crosses the 5. Gets into the end zone. Habanel from 35 yards out. And West Allegheny has gone up 33-0.
West Allegheny rolled to a 34-8 win, and head coach Bob Helko won his 6th Whippeal championship. First, let's talk about that Gatorade bath.
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold, and I'm sticky now.
Perfect record for you in title games. I mean, I know you probably don't love that stat, but that's pretty impressive.
Well, yeah, again, that's a stat that's nice for a team. You know what I mean? Not an individual. It's a team sport, and, you know, it's just nice to see, you know, the kids work hard, you know, in the off season, work for a common goal, and just to see their personality come out it was awesome.
It's been a dream of mine since like watching the L1 team back when I was a little kid, just dreaming of doing it myself, and it's just the greatest feeling. I can't even describe it.
West Allegheny is now a perfect 6-0 in title games, and all of those wins come under head coach Bob Helko. Coming up next, more highlights from Heinz Field in the Quad A showdown between North Allegheny and Woodland Hills. Stay with us. Welcome Welcome back to this special edition of Youth Football in Steelers Country. We've already crowned three Whippy Old champions, and the fourth will be decided between North Allegheny and Woodland Hills. NA has won the last two Quad A Whippy Old championships, and they're also riding a 29-win streak over Whippy Old opponents. As for Woodland Hills, they're peaking at just the right time with big upsets over Gateway and Upper St. Clair. Here's a look at the Quad A Whippy Old championship highlights.
North Allegheny has, you know, they're the largest school in the WPIL. They have a great program. Coach Walker does a great job with the kids. Last 3 years, they've had the best team in the WPIL. So, you know, it's a big challenge for us to play them. You know, it's like David and Goliath today, so we got our shot, though.
To worry about 48 minutes against Woodland Hills, a great football team with a great coaching staff. We can't worry about anything with how many times or whatever it means or history or anything like that. We've got to worry about us and what we do, and that means playing a tough game for 48 minutes to the best of our ability. And if we play our best game, then we got a shot, and we'll be happy with it.
You know, they've been focused all week, and they're anxious to get a chance to play against them. And, you know, nobody thought we'd make it to Heinz, and we're here.
Dominate every snap. Dominate the guy across for you. Be great.
Let's shut him out in the big house. Let's go.
Shut out on three. One, two, three.
Shut out. Let's go.
Deep back.
Buff going on three. One, two, three.
Buff.
Left looks back, looking, has some time, and now moves out to his left. That's all kinds of running room. Crosses the 40, the 45, and out of bounds near the 47-yard line. Leftwich back in the pocket, looking, has time, lost one for Lyon over the middle, the one-handed juggling grab, crosses the 15, stays on his feet, Zach Lyon into the end zone for the touchdown, sixth touchdown reception of the year for Lyon. North Allegheny is struck first, they're up 6-0.
What a beautiful pattern by Zach Lyon. One hands the ball, able to shake off the tackler, then hit it and get it into the end zone. Nice job.
After the early aerial assault by the usually grounded North Allegheny Tigers, the underdog Woodland Hills didn't blink and put together a drive of their own to not the score.
Look to Sanders. Sanders looking for some room off the right side. Finds it. Crosses midfield. Crosses the 40. It's a foot race as he heads down the right sidelines, and Jack Henderson is able to corral him, but not until he crosses the 20-yard line. The action pass. McClellan back. The long one toward the end zone, and it is complete to Tom Green. He hauls it in for the touchdown. Ninth touchdown reception of the year for Green. And Woodland Hills has answered with their own scoring drive.
Woody High showed they weren't just happy to reach the title game, and a school with plenty of championship pedigree of their own displayed some early in that second quarter.
Quellen gives to Sanders. Sanders off the right side, lowers his shoulders and bangs it into the end zone. And Woodland Hills has gone on top 13-7.
Wow, this is power on power. My goodness.
NA, who had won each of their previous 11 games this season by double digits, found themselves in the rare position of having to come from behind, but we soon learned they were up to the challenge.
First down from the 32, Leftwich with time, in the pocket, fires over the middle, has a man open, it's Garrity, and it's a touchdown. And for Garrity, another hookup with Mac Leftwich, his 48th reception of the year. And it is a touchdown for North Allegheny. What an impressive drive. Three plays. They go 82 yards and score the touchdown.
In the fourth quarter, the Wolverines drove deep into NA territory and threatened to tie the score. A final attempt late in the game was halted by the Tigers, who held off Woodland Hills, winning 21-14 and becoming the first Quad A team to earn three consecutive Whippy Old championships.
I'm excited for everybody. I'm excited for our players first, excited for our coaches. I'm very excited for our community and our school. We talked at halftime, put it on the defense, said we shut them out in the second half, you win, and it worked out that way.
It's definitely awesome, you know, to be the first Quad A team to win three in a row. It's a pretty special feeling, you know. Couldn't be happier to do it with the guys that I did it with.
NA is now the only team in Quad A to win three championships in a row. They also stopped Woodland Hills from winning their sixth Whippy Old championship, which would have been the most by any team in the Quad A. And don't forget, we're back next week with another great edition of McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country. We'll continue our Youth Football Super Bowl series and also feature one of the Whitfield champs as they now embark on the quest for a state championship. That's next Saturday morning at 10:30 right here on Root Sports. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for joining us. We want to congratulate all eight teams who made it here to Heinz Field and wish the best of luck to Clairton, Aliquippa, West Allegheny, and North Allegheny as they represent District 7 in the state playoffs. Now here's a quick recap of the 2012 Whitfield Championships.
See, I've been waiting. Waiting on that time. Feel me if you've been waiting on yours. That moment. It's close.
Yeah. Tired of living day to day like everything's alright. Just waiting on that moment. Waiting on my moment. I stay hustling, I'm gonna shine.